Now joining the Freaks, first time in the Freak Nation, first big time win in the Pro 2 class of the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series. His name is Jarrett Brooks. Dude was a monster in Pro Light. So what does he do for his first race? He beats some of the legends in short course racings, including Rob McCracken, and then, of course, Jeremy McGrath, Ryan Deegan. And Jarrett Brooks, there are pictures of you with the Monster Energy chicks. I'm curious if you were more concerned. Rockstar chicks behind you. I was curious if you were more concerned with the women that are standing behind you or the fact that you're looking at McCracken and McGrath in your rearview mirror that last lap.
That's a tough one. I love the girls, but I think it was just a really cool deal that I've looked up to the guys. You know, I mean, I remember when I first started racing in trophy cars, and I mean, that was years ago. I mean, 8 years ago, I'd always run up to the stands and, you know, cheer on Rob McCracken, Jim McGrath, and I've always looked up to McCracken, so it's super cool to go and battle with him and bang doors with him and beat some of the best guys. I don't think I was expecting that. I don't think my team was expecting that, but I just got some momentum and just started to go for it.
Running on those general tires in the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series in the Pro 2 class, Jarrett Brooks joining the Freaks. And to put it in NASCAR language for those that may not be familiar with the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series or short course racing in general, it's like Kyle Larson coming in his rookie season into Cup, and you got dudes like Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, Dale Earnhardt Jr. on his ass, and he ends up pulling off the big win. That's a significant win for you to beat these dudes that have been doing this for so long. And in the second race, legitimately, you had a shot at winning that damn thing until you started to go bicycling.
Yeah, my first year in this Pro 2, I have an older truck, so it's not an 8-year-old truck. It was Ricky Johnson's back in the day. It was Brian Deegan's back in the day. It was Sheldon Creed's. And, you know, this truck's an older truck compared to some of the newer guys that build trucks every 2 to 3 years and update their trucks. So it was cool that, you know, we got this truck and we're running two trucks this year. So it's a handful to prep one truck and then prep the other truck. So we did a little bit of updating, put a new chroner package in it, and, you know, kind of struggled a lot the first few days of this truck. We came out Friday, and I was actually faster in my Pro Light, which has 400 horsepower compared to my Pro 2 that has 900 horsepower. So I was running faster a lot of times in my Pro Light than my Pro 2. So I was a little bit off. That was my first time jumping out of the one truck and instantly into my Pro 2. So it took me a little bit to get the transition down just because I haven't done that before. And, you know, we came out and fell on the pole next to Bryce Menzies, another guy I looked up to, full Red Bull factory guy. And a lot of these guys have really big budgets. So it was kind of cool being an underdog and not having a huge budget to go and race these guys. And, you know, I do have all the best stuff on my Pro 2, but it was just kind of cool that showing these guys I'm the new sheriff in town. I'm here to play.
Okay, hold on. You say we're talking to Jarrett Brooks taking a badass win in Pro 2 Saturday in Phoenix, and you say it took you a little bit to get the transmission down. It took you a little bit to just figure out this new Pro 2 truck, but that was Friday. You won the race Saturday, and it didn't take you that long, and you won it. This hasn't been said yet. With a flat tire and no rear brakes, this was a difficult race.
Yeah, for sure. It started out pretty extreme. I started in the front row outside, so going into turn one, I instantly got passed by Bryce and McGrath. So I kind of settled in, was in third place, and you know, they were kind of checking out for me at the beginning of the race because here at Lucas, they kind of soak the track, they rip the track open and soak it with water, so it's a really heavy track. So my truck, it didn't really come in until like lap 7. So we run 18 laps. So lap 7 it came out, started to get dry, and my truck had a really strong forward bottom of my general tires, and my both nine shocks were pretty hooked up too. You know, with the Pro 2 class, it's all about transition and getting traction. So my truck came in, and you know, I made a few rookie moves hitting the K-rail, and finally, you know, I don't even know how my general tires held up, but I for sure thought I had a flat for how many times I hit this wall. So broke off the rear brake line, started smoking in the back. And, you know, after I started catching the grass, I threw it on him, made a pass, and so my eyes were set. You know, I got a good confidence boost when I could catch Bryce. So caution came out, and, you know, we were right up on Bryce. Started setting him up, started checking out his lines, and these are the guys I look at. I mean, these are the guys I go watch and study them. You know, I watch videos on these guys. So I kind of had a little bit. I mean, I don't really know exactly what he was going to do, but I had a little bit in mind. So, you know, made the pass on him. He door slammed me back. So then I kind of said, well, if you want to play that way, I'll play that way. So coming into turn three, it's a right-hander. Had a good run on him. He came over, blocked me, gave him a little bump, and went to the inside. And next thing you know, he was on the inside of the next turn. And I mean, it was probably one of the craziest battles I've ever had. You know, I think we were hitting each other nonstop, and then he finally spun out. So had a little bit of a break, but coming to the finish line, I got a flat tire from contact and somehow held it off. You know, it was, I honestly don't even know. I think I was more shocked and my team was more shocked on what just happened and how good I drove the Pro 2 for how I qualified and how I practiced.
Oh, heck yeah. New sheriff is in town. I'm going to do just let the listeners know, full sponsor pimp right here, but I don't care because it is absolutely worthy. You won a race on one of your tires going flat. That's how good those tires are because they could be flat and you can still take it the checker flag.
Yeah, we did a lot of General Tires stepped up their game huge this year. We did a lot of off-season testing with them and, you know, I think on their old tire, I think the new tire was a second faster. So we're right in, we don't have any disadvantages at all. I think we're right there. And, you know, I'm just super pumped. I think my whole team's blown away on coming out of the box as a rookie and winning it. I don't think that's ever happened before. And it was no fluke. I went against some of the best guys. And, you know, I feel like today, you know, I went out today and got fifth and kind of struggled a little bit during the pack, but I almost feel like when I lost my brakes, I didn't really care. I just drove this thing, so who knows.
Jared Brooks, let's go back a little bit here. You didn't mention all the names that were in this final that you raced. I took some notes here. You got McGrath, Menzies, Deegan, McCachran. I mean, that's like a Rushmore of short course off-road racers, and you drove over, under, around, and through those guys. Did you, before the green flag dropped, did you take a glance, or were you afraid to glance at all the other guys who were in the race with you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Pulling up the line, you know, I look over, and I see Bryce Menzies, full Red Bull factory driver. He races the car, all this stuff, and then I look behind me, I have Deegan behind me, a full monster athlete, you know, does a ton of off-road, road course, all that kind of stuff. And then I looked over, see McCachran behind me, the whole 1,000 winner, and dominates short course. I mean, there's no better guy than that guy. So, you know, somehow I really wasn't intimidated at all. I know my team was there to win, so that's kind of what I have to put in my head every time. I'm here to win, and, that's what I'm going to try to do every time I go on the track. So, you know, I just kind of got in my groove, settled down a little bit, and just started charging.
So now that you know you can beat the best, does that make you a better driver going forward?
I think it just gives my team a better drive for this whole year. I mean, my team worked their butts off.
No, Jared. I don't want to hear that. Now that you know, let me ask you again, in case you missed the point here. now that you've beaten the best, does that mean that you're a better driver now and you can look them in the eye and say, beat this, dude?
To a certain extent, I mean, I think I'm right there, but I think to know how the track develops, I mean, that's the kind of the hard part with short courses. Is after the track develops, it kind of matters on how the guy is going to adapt in front of you or behind you on the different circumstances. But, you know, I think I'm just as good as any of those guys out there. I think once I get a little bit more experience, it will be a big factor. With the Pro 2, which is the hard thing to get down, is how hard you have to throw it in sideways. It's almost, it's driving the Pro 2, I would compare it to a sprint car. I mean, you got to back the thing in there if you wanted to turn, because if you try to drive it on a track like a go-kart, it's just going to push to the wall. So the throttle control on that thing and how hard you have to throw it in has been a big step for me. But, you know, I feel comfortable in it enough where I can put the truck wherever I want it to and get hooked up.
How about that? First time in the Freak Nation, Stat Man. He kind of danced around your answer there.
Yeah, I let him get away with that. But, you know, dude, you're winning now. You're a different driver, especially the way you won, holding off Menzies and forcing him to spin off into the night. I mean, come on, dude. You step up to the plate. You know, pop your collar a little bit and say, you got to beat me now.
I want to, but I just got to back it up. You know, I got to put in a good season where I can say that, you know, it for sure was no fluke, but, you know, I think I have all those guys. I mean, I remember after the race this year, I kind of got a, it was a lot of Pro 2 drama. I mean, I got called out by a driver, and I think a lot of lead drivers kind of jumped in and kind of backed me up almost, so. I mean, I for sure have them talking. If they're not talking, then I'm doing something wrong. So, I for sure let them know I'm here to play.
Good.
Well, this is what happens when you win. You join the Freak Nation, my friend.
Awesome. I'm pumped to be on it.
Attaboy. Hey, buddy. Thanks for coming in. Good luck to you, man. It sounds like you got your long road in front of you. A long, damn good road.
Yeah, I mean, just gotta keep putting the hours, this off-road community is so tight, and the racing is so tight now. I feel like, you know, there's so many stepping stones. You know, all the kids now are jumping in the trophy car, modified, and then next step is after you win modified, you jump in the Pro Light. Pro Light's kind of the main class. You know, if you win that, you get sponsors, you move up to Pro 2 or move on to something else, and you stop sponsors. So, you know, this off-road racing is getting really close. I'm pumped on it. A lot of competition.
Jarrett, thanks for doing this, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
You got it. Jarrett Brooks running on those General Tires in the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series.
Oh, yeah. We'll be talking to him again.
That dude. I think about that, man, what he did. God dang, man. You got Deegan behind you, Menzies behind you, McCachran, McGrath.
He dove under Menzies. He upset Menzies' truck. Oh, yeah.
It is awesome. If only he could drive like Statman. That's the gas, right? Or is that the brake? What the hell is that over there? Oh, yeah. You only knew Freak Nation. That's how we roll here in the Freak Nation.